The accounting scandal at WorldCom may be even bigger than the company has admitted. The chairman of a congressional committee investigating WorldCom says there's evidence the company began concealing expenses in the year 2000, a year earlier than previously disclosed. At least two employees apparently complained about the bookkeeping tricks, but their concerns were kept quiet until late last month. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The WorldCom accounting scandal was already one of the biggest in U.S. history. The nation's number two long-distance phone company has admitted hiding some $3.8 billion in expenses in 2001 and the first 3 months of this year. Now it appears even more costs may have been concealed from investors, and the bookkeeping gimmicks may have begun more than 2 years ago. The earlier accounting tricks are revealed in five boxes of WorldCom documents turned over to the House Energy and Commerce Committee last Thursday. Chairman Billy Tozan said on ABC's This Week program, those documents show fraud 101, basic illegal conduct.
There's quite an insight in these documents as to how corporate greed took over and how, beginning in about the year 2000 actually, the company began shifting ordinary expenses over to capital accounts. In other words, trying to make sure they weren't showing as much losses or cost in the business as were actually occurring, inflating their income dramatically.
By reclassifying expenses as capital investments, the telecom company created the illusion it was more profitable than it really was. Tozan says the internal memos reveal some WorldCom employees were concerned about the bookkeeping. He says one such employee, Troy Norman, complained to the former chief financial officer, Scott Sullivan. But Norman was assured the accounting treatment was okay.
Here's the human drama of middle management people in a major corporation trying to tell people there's something wrong. The same way we saw Sharon Watkins in the Enron case trying to advise her boss, your accounting is crooked, and you got a crooked corporation on your hands. And literally thinking, maybe I need to quit, maybe I need to get out of here. His bosses are telling me everything's okay, but he knows in his heart, beginning in 2000, they're cooking the books.
CFO Sullivan was fired last month when the suspect accounting came to light. Tozan says the documents also implicate WorldCom's former auditor, Arthur Anderson. When WorldCom's new management discovered the hidden expenses last month, Anderson said it knew nothing about them, though the auditors did not say how they could have missed them. Tozan says a WorldCom employee in London had alerted Anderson about improper bookkeeping in April of 2000.
Here was a failure of Arthur Anderson to understand what was happening when the chief financial officer was miscounting the losses to the corporation. Everybody turning a blind eye to it, and the middle managers getting caught in the middle.
Arthur Anderson could not be reached for comment. WorldCom did not respond directly to Tozan's allegation that improper bookkeeping has been going on longer than the company's acknowledged. A spokesman says WorldCom is cooperating with investigators and wants all wrongdoers brought to justice. The improper transfers of expenses to capital accounts may not be WorldCom's only bookkeeping trick. In a filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission last week, WorldCom said questions had also been raised about certain reserve accounts, which can be used to artificially inflate profits. WorldCom's own audit committee is now reviewing the company's books all the way back to 1999. Scott Horsley, NPR News.